BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
Hiya, podcast fans. Here is Tuesday Scott Mills Daily. On today's show, potentially the wettest innuendo bingo of all time with Rihanna off films and Chris. There wasn't a dry trouser in the house. Charlie Sloth plays Real or No Real. And how are the people of Stupid Street going to vote in the American election? All this and more on today's podcast. Turn it up and enjoy now.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1. It's Tuesday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, thank you very much if you've been sending in clips. They've been particularly good recently, so if we use yours, remember to give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. I can't personally award them, obviously. What's going on?
Chris is picking meatballs out of his teeth.
Oh, that is disgusting. Right, we need to get some flossing on the go before we do this or something.
I had a chewing gum, does that count?
Well, that's good. Better than he has. He's picking rice out of his teeth. Okay. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Water, please. Watch this on the website now. Are you wearing the right clothes today, Rihanna?
Mm-mm.
She's got a boffin coat on.
I certainly have.
Right, I can see where this is going.
She's back.
This is going to be a long one, this, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
Look at your trousers.
Look at my trousers.
Don't do that.
I'm really glad these aren't the ones with a hole in, because I didn't know that I was doing this today, so I could quite easily come with the holy trousers. Right, let's go.
Okay. You're right up for it, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, hello if you're listening. Hello if you're watching. Hello if you're playing along, even. A lot of you spotted this next one.
Thing in the bin.
What?
Right. Sorry.
Pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of you spotted this one. Too many to mention, but thank you if you did send this one in. From Eddie Stobart. What a show that is.
Mm.
On 5. So much drama.
Finally, after a 45-minute wait, it's Fiona's turn to open her back doors and drop her load.
Oh, no!
And what?
Oh, come on.
Finally, after a 45-minute wait, it's Fiona's turn to open her back doors and drop her load.
I think they might know what they're doing.
What was that?
Eddie Stobart Trucks and Trailers. You've not seen that.
So good.
It's like, Steve might make it through this narrow alleyway in his truck,
yeah,
but he might not after the break.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's like an hour long.
Yeah.
Sounds award winning.
It's good. Okay. I think we need to get a little bit classier now here on Innuendo Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. A lot of people have put their tools down to watch today. Someone just text that in. Working away before that. Okay, so over to Radio 4 now. And it's a play called Up the... Rihanna!
Sorry. It's a play called Up the what? Sorry. Continue. Chris. Sorry.
Up the garden path.
Is this on Radio 4?
I think I deserve that. Oh, my eyes.
I know, it's like swimming.
Yeah, it is. What are they putting this water?
Do you feel like even swimming?
This is
up the garden path.
Oh. Right, love.
Oh.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
No, hang on.
Jason from Hastings was listening to Up the Garden Path.
Mm.
Mm. Here we go.
Oh, sometimes it's awful. We get sick of the sight of each other, don't we, Dick?
I don't.
Oh, it's much better for husbands and wives to work separate places, really. Otherwise, you're on top of each. You know, I'm in each other's pockets all the time. It's Dick all day and Dick all night. Dick. Nothing but Dick.
Sounds like a great play.
It's Dick all day and Dick all night. Dick. Nothing but Dick.
Yeah.
That sounds like a tune.
She couldn't even get through that herself without laughing.
Right. I think we're doing well.
I think my mascara's gone everywhere.
Mm. Everywhere. Everywhere. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Get your trousers. They used to be grey. Hope you're watching this on the website. Kay is in Belfast. Rihanna's looking hot.
Not says, anymore.
Says Chris. Not you. And Pete in Northampton's watching as well. Okay, more water, please. And Jamie Oliver now with some safety advice.
Don't burn your nuts. I'm always doing that.
More water?
It's pretty standard for Jamie Oliver. I just got myself very wet. Just play by myself.
Oh.
Chris, I went down my top. God.
Still love this game.
For God's sake, Rihanna.
Come on.
It's been a while. I'm enjoying myself.
We've got some more Jamie Oliver here. Now, do be careful or this could happen.
Notice the way those flames are licking around the balls.
What are you doing?
Chris!
I was just like little
splash. Oh my goodness!
Notice the way those flames are licking around the balls.
Oh, I am absolutely sodden.
Okay, more water, please.
Look at my...
And who would like some Michaela Strachan?
So you know already that we've got infrared cameras on our beavers.
Autumn watch there. One of our faves last week.
I missed that.
That's really good. Right, more water, please.
Didn't Scouting for Girls write a song about Michaela Strachan?
Did they?
Yeah, I think she was involved in it. In the song, yeah.
Ugh.
Now, you know Australians?
Mm-hmm.
They're a bit more kind of uncouth than us, aren't they?
Mm.
So over to Woman's Hour. And the Australian Prime Minister, who I am obsessed with, Julia Gillard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you wouldn't get David Cameron doing this.
And still to come on Weekend Woman's Hour this week, the Australian Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, lets rip.
You can imagine her doing it as well. No offence, Julia. Can I have Julia Gillard?
Oh, good. Thanks for that. I was doing really well up until that point.
If you don't know who I'm talking about, then just Google her. She's amazing.
That's my favourite impression.
What? Can I have Julia Gillard? Okay. More, please. More water.
Oh, my God. My face is a state.
Oh, right.
No comment.
Yeah, thanks.
Right, Daniel in Stowmarket, thank you very much for sending this one in. I'm really hoping this football match wasn't on TV.
And another binding offence on the part of Toulouse. This time it is Census Johnston who is being fingered.
This is one of the most savage ones ever.
That was insane.
Everyone all right?
Oh, my word.
Chris is genuinely shocked.
There's another one. That.
Oh, good.
Wow.
And we've still got more.
No, more.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. And it's a classic now. Over to Paul Merton.
To get me in the mood, we stop for a spot of mackerel fishing. And it's not long before my rod is twitching.
I really hope you're watching this on the website. This is the best one ever.
It's not long before my rod is twitching.
Actually, you're like, I wet myself. This is the worst sensation ever.
This is possibly the worst one ever.
Oh, my trousers. I haven't got a change.
No, nor have I.
Oh, God.
Okay, more water. Okay. Jamie Oliver giving too much information again.
I'm just going to take the heads off, not because I'm squeamish, because I don't mind a bit of head.
You two are just so bad.
Oh, look how good this is.
Please watch this on the website or get the video later on. I hope there's a video. Okay, more water, please. I've still got more.
This is just an aggressive game.
Your face.
Tom in Telford, thank you for this one. Oh. What is going on in Coronation Street?
Are you opening up? Nick's gone to talk to some fishman and I missed him. I thought I might come and do a bit of bottoming.
Bottoming? I bottom every morning.
Oh, but you didn't see the cleanliness standard of my bar. Wait till you see a Spanish bottom.
What? Coronation Street there.
I thought I might come and do a bit of bottoming.
Bottoming? I bottom.
And...
what's bottoming?
I don't know. And...
I want to know.
And one more. Finally.
Ready?
Mm-hmm. Over to Kevin MacLeod.
Flaps up, gentlemen.
Chris! Oh!
Job done, Mills.
Yeah, I think done. I think we're out. Thank you, Rihanna, for coming back.
Yeah, thanks.
Please come back again soon.
No.
Claps up, gentlemen.
That was Innuendo Bingo. Really good one today. Thank you if you listened and watched.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so the American election, it's all over the telly at the moment. I mean, if you watch it enough, if you put, like, BBC News Channel or Sky News on or whatever, and, like, you might think... the election is going on in this country because that's how much it's on.
Oh, all the time.
You might think that. I just enjoy the maps with all the different colours on.
What do you mean? Do you mean like the graphics that they use?
The map of the big place, that's America.
America.
And then they have all the states. And then, like, it's how they might vote and each one's different colour.
Right.
And it's like red if they're going to vote one way, green the other way, and then grey if they're not quite sure.
Right.
Check it out, it's really good. Anyway, so 4 years ago, we went onto Stupid Street and we asked them, how will you be voting in the American election? Most people said that they would be voting for Barack Obama, despite not being American or being able to vote at all. Because it's an American election! But then that's Stupid Street for you. So I wonder, in 4 years, do you think things have changed at all? So, Chris, thanks for this. You went out onto Sheba Street earlier.
It was a great honour for me to be able to do this.
First time you've been?
Not the first time on Stupid Street. First time in a while.
Yeah, first
I've been
time.
On Stupid Street.
So, Chris asked 7 people, how will you be voting in the election? In the American election. Now, you asked 7 people, how many said that they would be voting today despite not being American or being eligible to vote? If you get it right, you can have 20 Election Day Scott Mills points.
Well, I was the one who went and did this, so I suppose I should ask you as well. How many do you think?
I think out of 7, I think probably 6.
Right.
Will say that they'll be voting today. But let's find out. Play along at home. 20 points if you get it right.
Who are you going to vote for today in the American elections?
Probably Obama.
I would say Obama. Yeah. I think he's done well with America.
Yeah. And how are you going to go about voting?
I'm not sure yet.
Work it out later?
Yeah, most probably.
I'll probably work it out later.
And where do you reckon you'll vote? At home or...?
Probably at home, yeah. Get my mum and dad to help me with it as well.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll probably do it with my family around at home later.
Do you think your family are going to vote as well today or...?
Yeah, probably. I think they'll probably choose Obama as well.
Who do you think's more of a joker, Obama or Romney?
I don't know.
Obama.
Seems like a party animal.
Sorry, guys, who are you voting for in the American election today, Obama or Romney?
Obama.
Who are you going to be voting for today? It's a big day.
Barack Obama.
And what's his best feature, would you say?
Probably just him as a person, I think. It's his...
Like, best body part?
Probably his hair.
So, who are you going to be voting for today in the American elections?
I would probably vote for Obama.
Cool. And how about you?
Obama.
And where are you going to vote?
Do we vote? Can we? No, we can't.
So, who are you going to be voting for in the American elections today?
Well, I've heard good things about Obama, so I'm probably going to go for him. I don't know anything about this other bloke. So, Obama, you know, he gave donuts to some people, I think, which is pretty jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes. We'll just ask him a very quick question. Okay. Who are you going to vote for today, Obama or Romney?
Obama.
Obama, why?
I have no idea why.
Okay, good. Who are you going to be voting for today in the American elections?
Obama.
Why's that?
So that's the only one I know, really.
Yeah, that's fair enough. How about you?
I'm going to vote for Obama today.
And where are you going to vote?
I'm not sure.
Lincoln.
Why Lincoln? It's nowhere near it.
That's where I'm from.
Okay, you're not going to try and find somewhere like it is today. So you're going to struggle to get to Lincoln in time to vote.
Whereabouts is it? Where is it we can vote?
I don't know really. It must be somewhere around here.
I reckon that was better than 4 years ago. Not much has changed.
Yeah.
Can we please hear those people again?
I'm going to vote for Obama today.
And where are you going to vote?
I'm not sure.
Lincoln.
Why Lincoln? It's nowhere near it.
That's where I'm from.
Okay, you're not going to try and find somewhere like it is today. So you're going to struggle to get to Lincoln in time to vote.
Where is it we can vote?
I don't know really. It must be somewhere around here.
I'm surprised you didn't try and give him directions.
I was going to, but then I just thought that'd be mean.
Go left up there.
I was about to send them off.
That's bad.
I was about to.
Also, a lot of people are saying this on Twitter and on the text as well. Was Stacey Solomon on Stupid Street today?
Obama. He's like a party animal.
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Yeah.
Wasn't like it?
Obama. He's like a party animal.
I like this person in particular.
Where are you going to vote?
Do we vote? Can we? No, we can't.
Right. Wasn't sure, though. Right. And here is some in-depth political analyst now.
Obama, you know, he gave donuts to some people, I think, which is pretty jokes.
Yeah. Such good comment today.
I wish they all could vote.
I know.
Do you know what I mean?
I think.
The power.
Actually. And these girls' parents are going to be really confused a bit later.
Where do you reckon you'll vote? At home or...?
Probably at home, yeah. Get my mum and dad to help me with it as well.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll probably do it with my family around at home later. So.
Do you think your family are going to vote as well today or...?
Yeah, probably. I think they'll probably choose Obama as well.
So, if you said, a couple of those were doubles, but if you said 6 out of 7 people would say they were voting, give yourself points. My favourite Stupid Street that we do ever. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Hi, Charlie Sloth.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. Well, you're calm today.
Yeah, you know, just been relaxing and just chilling out, preparing for this wonderful game of real or no real. I want to win today. I want them points so I can go to Barbados. That's what you promised me, if you remember, Scott.
Did I actually, though?
Yeah, I've got the recording. I did take it from the ROT and I've stored it on my hard drive.
Oh.
You promised me if I got, I believe it was 1,000 Scott Mills points, that you'd send me to Barbados.
Well, I pay for it.
Yeah.
It is a lot more of a laid-back Charlie Sloth, isn't it?
It is.
What's going on?
I've grown up a bit, you see. I'm matured.
Is this what happens on your show now at 4 o'clock on One Extra?
No, I'm just kind of reserving my energy. I'm going to be 22 this year.
Oh,
so
God.
Getting old.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so is this what you speak like before you go on air every day?
Yeah, normally. I'll just be a lot more reserved and laid-back and casual. You know, I'm just trying to fit in with the Radio 1 way of life.
Yeah. And then at 4 o'clock, what happened?
Oh my God! It just changes, man! Wow! Ow!
Right, calm yourself down because you've got 15 minutes, yeah?
Okay, yeah.
22 nearly. And it's time for Real or No Real. Oh, by the way, here's something to get excited about.
Yep.
Obviously, all the tickets for One Extra Live have gone.
Totally gone.
But you've got a next chance to win them on One Extra at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, like, people like Tulisa and Trey Songz and Rudimental and Plan B and Disclosure and Alicia Keys and Wiley and loads of other artists playing in London, Manchester, Liverpool and Birmingham next week. Obviously, you'll be able to listen to it and watch live from 7pm each night next week. But it is happening, like, a few days. Four huge nights in four cities, four massive lineups. Charlie's got your next chance to get those tickets because they're all gone.
All gone.
Apart from a few that he might have kept behind his one extra sofa.
Yeah, in my bag.
In your bag.
Have you noticed I've always got this bag with me everywhere I go?
Is that all the tickets to One Extra Live in?
Even when I go to the toilet, I take my bag. Is that a bit strange?
I can see why.
Yeah.
These are sought-after tickets.
Yep.
Okay, let's play Real or No Real. Some of these are made up, some of these are real, but which is which? 10 for each one you get right. Let's go.
The US Army actually uses Xbox 360 controllers to fly UAV spy planes.
What?
Do you know what? I can believe that.
Yeah, I can as well.
Because...
to fly planes.
Yeah. But you don't really use games consoles much, do you, Scott?
Well, there's one in my house. I've seen that. I wouldn't fly a plane with it.
Would you not?
No. No.
But it is sort of what you're...
I actually used it at the weekend to put on my Britney Spears CD.
Did you?
And DVD, yeah. Would I fly a plane with it? No.
What? You're a Britney fan?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Who isn't? Don't tell me you're not.
I love Britney.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Anyway, would they fly a plane with it?
Real. I'm saying real. I can see that happening. I actually think I saw that as well on a programme on the Discovery Channel.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to be proved to be an absolute liar now, but I'm going to say real.
No, I'm going
to
say real as well.
Yeah.
That one's real.
Well, that's ridiculous. But how very clever of them.
Sick.
And next.
Scientists have proven that 86 is the most manly number possible.
How did they come to that conclusion? Mm-hmm. 86?
That sounds macho.
My granddad is a real man.
Is he 86?
He is. Or he was, bless his soul.
That's it. I can't work out the reasoning behind it. You know, I can't work out why that would be more manly than, say, 85.
Yeah, that's definitely not real.
I can't see any logic in it.
Say in this voice. 86.
86. 86.
Sounds
24.
A bit more macho.
68. 22.
Yeah. 86. Do you know what? I'm going to say real.
No, not real. No way.
That one is no real.
Yes, Charlie.
You know.
And next.
Adam Richman is actually vegetarian. He uses a stunt double for all his man v food challenges.
No. No, not real.
No.
Definitely not real.
I've physically watched him eat meat. Not live.
What, in person?
No, not in person, no.
Well, that could have just been a meat substitute they've mocked up for the TV.
I just don't think it was a stuntman.
Well, he could have made something look like meat easily, Chris.
Oh, right, I see.
I've seen him eat meat on TV, yeah.
But that's so you're saying the meat is not meat?
Well, listen again.
Adam Richman is actually vegetarian. He uses a stunt double for all his man v food challenges.
But I also think that he might not even just, on the show, he might not like do
you
it.
You think he's using stunt meat?
I do as well.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's a vegetarian. I think he enjoys his meat too much.
Mm. No real?
No real.
No real.
That one is a no real.
Yeah. Well, you say that. No, I believe it. And next.
Termites eat wood twice as fast when listening to heavy metal music.
Hmm. I can believe that being true, because they probably get their headbanging game on and it just makes the motion of them chopping through the wood a lot faster.
Mm.
Good logic.
Yeah.
I mean, has that been proven or not? I mean, we know that music can make plants grow faster. We discovered that before.
Termites like wood, though, don't they? Not heavy metal.
What are you saying?
Not real.
That's real.
That one is real.
Told you, fam! Yeah, I've gone to Barbados!
Not yet, you're not.
Whoa.
How many... I didn't say 1,000 points.
I swear you did. You said 1,000. I'll bring the clip in.
Check that back. And next.
No known pirate ever owned a parrot. Several, though, owned owls.
So maybe the parrot wasn't a thing.
No, all pirates have parrots.
They have to have parrots.
I don't think all of them do.
No, because when they get lonely at sea, they need someone to talk to. You know, when they're
Yeah, you're not going to get much Cabin chat Viva. From an owl, are
no,
you?
It's, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Twit.
It's, ooh. I think it's a parrot. I think
it's definitely a parrot, yeah. Charlie.
So what you're saying?
Not real.
No? Not real, no. Oh.
That one is no real.
Come
yeah,
on,
but
son.
They all don't. All of them have parrots.
All of them do.
They don't.
You're
and
not
an
a
eye
pirate.
Patch.
You're not, if you're not, if you haven't got an eye patch, a parrot, and one leg missing, you're not a pirate.
Yeah.
Have you seen the films? I've seen all of them.
What?
All the pirate films.
All of them.
Like Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caribbean one.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
And.
And the other one.
Right, it's all of them then.
Yeah, it's all of them.
And next.
There is a place near Chester called Cotton Edmonds, named collectively after Fern and Noel.
But they've never collaborated, have they, to my knowledge?
What do you mean?
Fern and Noel Edmonds, they've had no business. No, I don't mean
whoa,
like that at all.
Whoa,
son.
Whoa,
don't,
whoa,
no.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, son.
No.
Son.
I think they have met. Has she not been in his chopper?
Whoa.
I'm sure she has.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah, like, I'm sure like there's something to do. I'm sure I've seen Fern in a helicopter with Noel Edmonds before.
It
I'm
sounds
sure.
like another one of your dreams.
Yeah, but I also said that Psy would perform Gangnam Style naked if he got to number one, and that wasn't true.
Yeah.
I'm going mad.
Real
or no real?
That's no real.
Yeah, no real.
That one is a no real.
Shame, though.
How many points have I got, Chris?
Loads, man.
Okay, how 20, many, please?
30, 40, 50,
60 so far. You've got them all right.
Yeah, and if we add that to all my other Scott Mills points,
yeah, I don't know.
It's going to be a while yet, sweetheart.
Have you not got the like a data book where you keep all the points?
Well, I can keep your points for you if you want, but I will charge you.
Frankly, you need to be responsible of your own points.
Oh, really? I've got a
enough.
Enough. I've got a book where I've written down all the points I've won.
Okay, so. Well, bring it in then. Yeah. Don't pictures or it didn't happen, or bring it in.
Okay.
And how many did you get, please?
Oh, are we off 40.
And that's it. So Charlie Sloth Whoa. Is victorious today on Real or No Real. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Join us if you can tomorrow between 1 and 4 live on Radio 1 with more 24 years at the tap end. If you can't catch us live, then there's always this handy free podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.